Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Terry Rabind, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 30 found in Grade 8, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We'll first go over question 30 and its rubric, and then we'll move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 20 of the Grade 8 Scoring Guide, and we'll go over question 30. In this question, a table is given with values for X and Y, with the last two Y values missing. The student is asked to complete the table and then write a function rule that shows the relationship between X and Y. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. In the complete and correct response, the missing Y values are 2 when the X value is 0, and negative 1 when the x value is 1. The correct function rule is y equals negative 3x plus 2. A verbal description of this rule is accepted as long as it describes an equation. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 22. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this response, the student has completed the table correctly and written the function rule correctly using both numbers and words. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The table is completed correctly, and the correct function rule is provided. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 1 response. Both of the y values in the table are correct. However, the function rule is written as an expression rather than an equation. The fourth guide paper is also a score point 1. In this response, only one of the two table values is correct. The first missing value should be 2. However, a correct function rule is provided. In the fifth guide paper, we find another score point 1 response. The student has correctly completed the table, however, the function rule is missing. A correctly completed table is sufficient to receive partial credit. Let's review the sixth guide paper, which is a score point 0. In this paper, the first y value of 2 is correct. However, the second value of 0 is incorrect. The function rule is incorrect and fails to demonstrate even a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. The last guide paper for this question is another score point 0. Both the table values and the function rule provided are incorrect. Please take a moment to review these 7 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 30, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 30. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 11. In this response, the table is correctly completed, and although two function rules are provided on the answer line, both rules are correct. Therefore, this paper earns a score point 2. Next is practice set 12. In this paper, the y value of 2 is correct. However, the other value of negative 2 and the function rule are incorrect. There is not enough correct information in this paper to demonstrate even a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. This response receives a score point 0. Let's move on to practice set 13. Here we find a correctly completed table. However, the function rule is missing. Therefore, this response only receives a score point 1. In practice set 14, we find another correct table with an incorrect function rule. Without the parentheses around the negative 3, the rule appears to read x minus 3 plus 2 equals y, which is incorrect. We see that the student has shown some work below the answer line. However, according to scoring policy number 9, which we discussed in the introduction, in questions that provide ruled lines for students to write an explanation of their work, mathematical work shown elsewhere on the page may be considered and scored if, and only if, the student explicitly indicates the work as part of the answer. This response only receives a score point 1. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 15. In this response, the table is completed correctly and the correct function rule is provided. This response earns a score point 2. We've now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.